The private villas are holiday homes with a luxury difference. For about $2,800 US a night, the exclusive villas offer families and small groups the ultimate Temple Town residence. Recent guests include Angelina Jolie and Michelle Obama. With vast living rooms, polished wood floors, and huge bedrooms, the villas offer a luxury retreat after a day exploring Angkor's famous temples. Noemi Pamo is marketing manager of Raffles Hotel Le Royal and Raffles Grand Hotel Angkor.
Both measures about 318 square meters. Both have direct access to the swimming pool. Each have two bedrooms, a living room, and both are fully equipped with modern facilities such as an Xbox, MacBooks. Both have a Wi-Fi, 24 hours butler service.
With its clean, modernist lines, the Villa Nisei has the air of a Palm Springs set of Mad Men, the 1960s set U.S. television drama. The villa was built just 3 years ago and located in the heart of Siem Reap. It was designed by the French-Cambodian architect Lisa Rose, who says she was aiming to create a modern, comfortable villa while incorporating some traditional Cambodian elements into the design.
The Villa Nisei was a private house architectural project, and the aim was for it to be as modern as possible, both in terms of the space itself and in terms of the comfort level. The constraints we faced building the house were mostly related to the climate. We're in Cambodia, so there is lots of tropical vegetation that we wanted to highlight.
Belgian resident manager Tommy Bacot says most of the guests are expats who are living in the neighboring countries and want to spend some quality time in Siem Reap with their families or friends.
The villa is perfectly designed for this kind of gathering because on the ground floor, the spaces are literally falling into each other, so parents who are sitting in dining or living rooms can still see what the kids are doing in the pool and the garden area and the other way around.
Renting Villa Nisei costs from $260 to $1,600 US per day, depending on the season and how many rooms you need. But it's not just Siem Reap that is cornering the market in luxury villas. The Cambodian capital Phnom Penh has several available for holiday makers to rent. The leafy Villa Aqua is a welcome oasis from the heat and dust in the heart of the city. The main attraction is a large tropical garden and swimming pool. Renting a holiday villa in Cambodia is far from cheap. Even a one-night stay costs more than most hotels. The Villa Aqua is owned by French businessman Alexis de Sueman, who also owns several other villas and high-end restaurants in Cambodia.
I think this little house is an ideal place for a couple on their own. It's a very romantic house. There's a small, private swimming pool, a garden with an extraordinary tropical plant, situated close to the royal palace. So I think for travelers who come to Phnom Penh for a few days or 1 week, it's a real safe haven.
The growth of luxury villas like these is deemed as a sign of Cambodia's thriving tourist industry. Official data shows that the country saw 4.8 million international visitors last year, up from 2.5 million in 2010. And close to 700,000 Chinese visited the country last year, making China the second largest source of tourists to Cambodia after Vietnam. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.